So, you are starting first class.
Salinas.
Yeah, starting first class. First name?
Juan, J-U-A-N. Better go by Johnny.
Just hook it on the memory.
Record the eating sounds.
Okay, so how does it make you feel to have your employer here?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yes.
Why?
Motivational. It's like, all right, you know, I got a job on the civilian side I got to go do. And then he gets to come see what I do on my side. So he gets to come to the dark side for a little while, for the day at least.
And how do you feel knowing that he supports you in your...
Great. It's great.
Why?
I just wish all employers were like this. I mean, if I have any issues or any conflicts, he supports me, and that's awesome. Alone, that's awesome. Just having support from an employer, say, you need to execute, execute. I got your back. Whatever you need, I'm here.
And now you are?
Jared. It's spelled Gerard. G-E-R-A-R-D. G-E-R-A-R-D. Danos. D-A-N-O-S.
Know you.
Know you.
On here.
We're in South Texas, Daños.
And where do you work?
Dixie Iron Works.
Are you the manager?
I'm the owner.
Mm-hmm. What do you do for him?
What do I do now? I am part of a new team, which is in the management department. It's classified, I can't tell you right now.
So we have as we've grown the company, we've realized that it would really benefit the company's growth to get people that are seem to be management track sort of a thing, to get them familiar with the whole company faster and do that in a purposeful manner instead of just getting promoted around. So they get so he's in the first class, if you will, which is only 3 people, and that spend so many months in each of the departments of the company, and then once they finish that rotation, then whatever the next management position is in the company that opens up, and if they're interested in it, then that's who gets the position.
And why was it important for you to come out to see this training today?
Good afternoon again. I'm going to try to give you a detailed rundown.
Well, you know, Johnny, since he's been with us, has spent quite a bit of time on active duty. And so it's just, I mean, he's just an interesting guy. I've known him for several years, and just interesting to see this other side of his life. I was very interested in it.
And what do you think about seeing all the stuff that you...
You know, first of all, it's inspiring on the one hand in our own organization. Obviously, the U.S. military is a hell of an organization, and it's also helps me to understand that much more why Johnny's talks so highly of what he does in his military career. I can see why he gets excited when it's time to come back.
What all have you seen here today?
What all have I seen?
Mm-hmm. So far
we did the helicopter tour basically over the camp and saw several different areas, live fire and the sling load area. And then we saw the first responders there at the unknown chemical spill simulation, and then I guess kind of a crowd control exercise with the MPs. Is that what you're asking me, or are you asking me in more esoteric sense?
What did you think about the flyover?
Oh, that was fantastic.
Have you been in a helicopter before?
I had.
In a Black Hawk?
Not in a Black Hawk, but no.
It was supposed to be a Chinook.
Yeah.
And that would have been cool.
Yeah. Texas is in FEMA Region 6.
some other partners there.
You mind if I interview you again?